Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 17th day of Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues to talk about a case where we have two sisters, Leah and Rachel, and that have fallen for Yibum, due for Yibum, for the two surviving brothers of their husbands, Levi and Yehuda. So, the Mishnah now talks about the following case. Hoysa achas mehen asura al ze isur erva. Vahashnia asura al ze isur erva. What happens if these two widows, the wives of Reuben and Shimon who died, these two widows, Leah and Rachel, they were sisters, but one of them was a relative of Levi. Leah was a relative of Levi, and Rachel was a relative of Yehuda. So, for example, Leah might have been the mother-in-law of Levi. Rachel might have been the mother-in-law of Yehuda. And that's quite possible because the four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, were brothers from the father. That's all. They don't have to be brothers of the mother. They could be half-brothers. So we have a situation here where although there were two sisters that fell for Yibum, one of them was absolutely prohibited anyway to one of the surviving brothers, and the other one was prohibited to the other surviving brother. Well, if that's the case, it makes life a bit easier here. Ha'asura lozeh muteras lozeh. Leah, who was forbidden to Levi, for example, because she was his mother-in-law, is perfectly allowed to be married to Yehuda. You have Yibum. In fact, not just allowed, but needs Yibum or Chalitza to Yehuda. She, Leah, is not called Achos Zukukosa as far as Yehuda is concerned. She's not called the sister of a Zukuka, of someone who's connected to him. Why? Because since Leah was Osadel, because since her sister was a Erva, Rachel was absolutely prohibited because of Erva, there was no Zika, there was no connection ever on Rachel. So since there was never a connection of Rachel to Yehuda, even when Yehuda's brother died, therefore, it allows Yehuda to marry and to do Yibum to Leah or Chalitza, but she needs one of the two. And similarly, the other way, Rachel, who was prohibited to Yehuda, she was the mother-in-law of Yehuda, she's permitted to be married to have Yibum from Levi. Why? Why isn't Rachel called the sister of the Zekuka of Levi? Because the sister, Leah, is totally free, is totally forbidden for Levi because she's his mother-in-law. So there was never a starting of any zika. There was no connection. And since there was never a connection between Leah and Levi, Rachel can be married to Levi, a Habibah, for the same reason. Neither of these girls are called Achos Zukukose. They're not called the sister of someone connected already. Remember, this word zukuka is very important. It appears over and over again, and it means a relationship that has started simply by the husband dying. When a husband dies, leaves no children, that wife becomes kuka for Yibum. But if she's an erva, if she's absolutely prohibited because she's a mother-in-law sister to the Yavam, then she's not even called skuka. There's no connection. Says the Mishnah, V'zohi sha'omra, and this is what we mentioned before. Our Mishnah is now cross-referencing to Perek Beis. This is what we said before. Achoiso k'shehi yivimta, that when a sister of an erva becomes a yivama, her husband dies without children, she falls to Yibum, like in the case we've just mentioned, where two sisters, Leah and Rachel, fall to Yibum before Levi, but Leah, one of them, is absolutely prohibited because of erva. This is the case that we said, Oichaletzes Oilemisya Bemes. Then the one that's not an Erva, the sister that's not an Erva, needs either Chalitza or Yibum because there is no prohibition of Achos Zekuka at all because there was never a Zika on the other sister. There was never a Zika because of the Erva. Mishnah Dalet. A new case. Shlosha Achin, there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehen, two of the brothers, Reuben and Shimon, Nesuin Shteachos, are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Let's keep it simple. Reuben, the older brother, married to Leah, the older sister. Shimon, the younger brother, married to Rachel. the younger sister. Now, Oish Ovita. Or perhaps Reuben and Shimon are not married to two sisters, but they're married to a woman and her daughter respectively. For example, Reuben's married to Leah. Shimon is married to the daughter of Leah. Again, we've got the two Yevomis that are now related to each other very closely, either sisters or mother and daughter. Oy Isha Uvaspita, Oy Isha Uvaspina. Or maybe the relationship is one of grandmother and granddaughter, either paternal or either through the daughter or through the son. Rachel, for example, is the granddaughter of Leah by being the daughter of her daughter or the daughter of her son. And now Reuben and Shimon die and there's no children. So Leah and Rachel are now Yevomis, but they fall before the third brother, Levi, for Yibum. Well, now what do we do now? Hara elecholtzos v'lo misyavmois, says the Mishnah, Levi cannot do Yibum, but he must give them chalitza. Why? Because they're both, as soon as Reuben and Shimon died of that children, they both become zkuka to him. Rachel and Leah both become zkuka. But as soon as he wants to approach one of them, let's say he approaches Leah, and he wants to do Yibum to Leah, because that's the widow of his deceased brother, Reuben. As soon as he wants to do Yibum to Leah, he has a problem, because Rachel was also Zekuka to him, and Leah therefore is called a relative of the Zekuka. What's the relative? What nature of the relative? It could be a sister of the Zekuka. It could be a mother of the Zekuka. It could be the grandmother of the Zekuka. But either way, it's called a Krova Zekukasai, and therefore he cannot do Yibum. But at the same time, why does he need to give chalitza? Normally the law is, if there's no requirement for Yibum, there's no requirement for chalitza. And the reason for this is, why they need chalitza is, because although she is Zekuka Yibum, although Rachel and Leah are both Zekuka Yibum, it's not mamish like married. It's not mamish like being married. It's not like an erva completely. And therefore, it doesn't completely rid the obligation of Yibum from the two wives. So they will need chalitza and not Yibum. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And the halach is like that. Rabbi Shimon says no. He says they don't even require chalitza. He says in such a situation, no chalitza even required. No Yibum, no chalitza. They're free to marry who they want. And the reason for Rabbi Shimon, he explains in the Gemara, Yevomis, it's because there's a pasuk that says, V'isha elachota lo tikach litzror. A woman with her sister, you are not allowed to take to become tzror, to become a rival one for another. For example here, both of these sisters, or mother and daughter, or grandmother and granddaughter, are zekuka to Yibum, are zekuk to Levi. You cannot have marry any one of them. And if they're potter from Yibum, they're potter from Chalitza. That's how Rabbi Shimon understands this pasuk. As we said before, the Tanakhama holds differently. The Tanakhama, they do require Chalitza. They cannot have Yibum because it's not completely removed just by being a relative of the Zekuka. Continues the Mishnah. Hoisa achas mehen asura alav isur erva. What happens if one of these two sisters, Leah or Rachel, was prohibited to Levi because of an erva? Not just a zekuka or acha or krova zekuka, but a real erva. Asurba, then he's Levi's asur to that sister, umatabachosa. But he can marry the sister, he can do yibum to the sister without any problem. Why? Let's explain. Let's say Leah was prohibited to Levi. Leah, one of the widows, was prohibited to Levi because of an erva. She is a mother-in-law of Levi. He can take Rachel. He's allowed to do Yibum to Rachel. Why? Because she's not called the relative. Rachel is not called the relative of his kuka, of a woman who's connected to him by Yibum, because there was no zika for an erva, as we said many times. There is absolutely no connection between Levi and Leah. Leah was prohibited completely. She's out of the picture. Rachel can be married. Rachel is not called the Kroiba of Zikuka at all. There was no Zika. Now, we've actually mentioned this before in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah continues to tell us this here, to tell us that even according to Rabbi Shimon, in such a case, he'd be allowed to marry the sister. You might have thought, well, maybe Rabbi Shimon will argue because he says if there's two sisters in general where even one is not osur to the Yavam Shavarabah, you can't marry them. No. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree in this situation that Leah is welcome to do Yibum to Rachel. She is not called a Krovus of Kosa whatsoever. Ochelitz, of course. However, concludes the Mishnah, Isur Mitzvah or Isur Kedusha. If one of the sisters, Leah Rachel, was only prohibited to Levi because of a mitzvah, of a midrabbanon isur, what we call shnius lairois, or because of a kedusha isur, such as a divorcee to a kohen, which where kedushin can apply, but it's not an erva, then chaltzos v'lo misnabais, they will need chalitza and not yibum, and for the reason that we explained earlier on in our perek, and that's because since the Isser is only of a Kedusha, then Minat Torah, Yibum, will apply. Mirabonim, we don't want them to do it because it's only the first time they're allowed to. But because Yibum officially does apply, it's not strong enough, the Isser Kedusha, to take away completely the Zikah, the connection. And the only thing that can really take away the connection is Chalitza, because Yibum is not an option in this situation. So Chalitza is done and not Yibum.